From Jesus to the Gospels. This encyclical is of fundamental importance to all of our build partners worldwide. It is key to building a solid process of establishing strong churches and mature leaders. To our North American Antioch School partners, it is important to you because if you do not understand these issues, you are likely to mix in contemporary discipleship materials in a way that will weaken your program significantly. To our international partners, it is vital to you as well because you will be tempted to mix in discipleship materials in a way that will likely cause your churches to not be properly founded, leading to high attrition now and nominalism down the road in a generation or two. I have called this paper an encyclical. It comes from the word encyclopedia. It refers to an ecclesiastical letter, a circular, intended for extensive circulation. It is the first of several encyclicals I intend to write on the theological encyclopedia issues of our church-based training process and curricular design. These are critical issues as we seek to plant churches and train leaders in this time of unparalleled expansion of the gospel worldwide. Western Discipleship Movement. At the beginning of this encyclical, I want to set forth a few presuppositions concerning the Western discipleship movement. These presuppositions will be explicitly dealt with throughout the argument of the paper. I am stating them right up front because I believe they are critical issues in today's global expansion of the church, and will quickly and aggressively engage us in the issues. 1. The whole discipleship movement has to be rethought, since many of its core tenets are deeply flawed. 2. The orality-literacy debate is distorted when these matters are misunderstood. This shapes the whole curricular approach to oral converts in the massive global South church planting movements. 3. The issues around the use of the Gospels in the establishing process have huge implications for setting our curricular processes in establishing churches and believers. 4. The Western discipleship movement sets up a series of false dichotomies that permeate the training process, confuse new believers, and weaken new church plants. I realize these are strong statements that many will find inflammatory, but the issues are large and the stakes are high, and I believe this justifies the most direct approach appropriate to engaging church planting movements worldwide. The Western discipleship movement began to expand in North America in the 1950s and 60s, and now is a worldwide phenomenon. The movement is now led by massive Western organizations. They are independent of movements and associations of churches. They are built on an individualistic American business model. They almost completely misunderstand the church, and for that matter, the Gospels themselves. Note, I did not say the Gospel. And they have enormous financial resources behind their enterprises. Central to the philosophy of this movement is the discipling process. I almost detest the term. I never use it. It is a concept that means something very different from what it would mean if the maturing process practiced by the early church was really understood. We use phrases like getting established in the faith to define this process, and we begin with the Pauline epistles. As soon as we make that known, the following argument is consistently used against our ministry. You must begin with Jesus. The basics of discipleship are in the Gospels, not the epistles. You are making Paul and the churches more central than Jesus. After you first learn to love Jesus, then introduce them to the church. Once we begin challenging the movement and their interpretation of the Gospels, calling into question this discipling process, and setting forth an alternative, which called for young people to make churches their priority, we were accused of making churches more important than Christ. We've been accused of this for over 30 years in Ames, and have been labeled by a major discipleship organization as a church to avoid both in Ames and Iowa City, our two main university towns. We've had a national leader of a large discipleship organization, which trained over 10,000 youth pastors across the country, attend our seminars, and oppose our ministry nationally. The organization is now no longer functioning nationally. We have had our ministry aggressively opposed by a large global discipleship organization as our resources and philosophy entered an 11-denomination network of churches spanning an entire country, only to later have the organization pack up and leave the country as Bill's principles spread across the provinces. The debate is not personal, nor is it a matter of competition. but it is about very important biblical ideas which will make a difference in our churches and church planting movements for decades to come. In an attempt to defend their existence under constant questioning of churches, several false dichotomies have been set up, which adds to the confusion. First, Jesus versus Paul the Apostles. Second, following Jesus versus attending church. Third, story relationships versus teaching abstract doctrine. Fourth, oral reasoning versus literate reasoning. And finally, stories versus teaching. These will be explained and discussed throughout the paper. Though it may seem dramatic calling this discourse an encyclical, our desire is for this paper to serve as an official bill document and be circulated and read widely by partner churches and church planting movements worldwide. We believe the arguments in this paper are biblical and compelling, and if church leaders grasp them as they set up their training programs, the churches and their leaders will be much stronger and much more dynamic for generations to come.